If you need limestone or concrete products, or someone to do the job correctly the first time, give White River Materials a call today at 425-3431 or 425-4510.
United Country Real Estate of Mountain Home is the largest seller of rural real estate in the United States. With United Country, you'll find trust and integrity, integral parts of their high standards. As a seller, you'll benefit from United Country's unique and proven marketing system. You owe it to yourself to call the number one team in the nation today at 425-3820. United Country Real Estate, proud supporters of our Mountain Home Bombers.
Are you building a new house, not sure where the property lines are? Strider Consulting can help. They're a civil engineering and land surveying firm located at 1029 Highway 201 North of Mountain Home. With over 23 years in the business, Strider Consulting has the experience and expertise to bring your project to life. Visit strider.consulting to see their full list of services and request your quote today. Strider Consulting is a proud supporter of Mountain Home Bombers Athletics. Strider Consulting, engineering our future.
Well, we welcome you to the Bombers postgame show here on Class Kids 101.7 following Mountain Home's 64-51 loss to Salem Springs tonight. I tell you what, I thought the key for the Panthers definitely was the second chance opportunities.
Offensive rebounds, yeah. Yep. Yeah, they went on a run there and was able to get offensive rebounds. You know, there was a little flurry after the technical foul. They came down and hit a three. You know, maybe that's where some of the inexperience and of Mountain Home comes in. You know, we made some turnovers of getting some rebounds. When we finally did get off a defensive rebound, we would turn the ball right back over to them. And, you know, that's where we got to learn and grow in-game experience. We got some guys that have played some ball, but not a lot in this conference-type setting who've logged the majority of the minutes. Got a lot of sophomores, too. So that's a good learning experience, kind of same with our girls, to be honest with you. Yeah.
Yep. Let's go ahead and get our Dewey & Sons Plumbing Player of the Game. For all your plumbing needs, call the plumber number at 425-4868, and I think we'll go with Braden Dewey tonight.
Yeah, Dewey had a great game tonight for the Bombers. You know, and pretty much when we got a paint touch, we were able to score. The struggle was getting it down there into the paint.
He ended up with 15. He was one of two players with double figures from Mountain Home. McGee Harris had 12 on the night. He looked good in the first half. He seemed like first half he couldn't hardly miss from behind the arc.
Yeah, I don't know. We didn't see him much in the second half. So I don't know if he had something going on with him, why he didn't come back in or what. But we just didn't see him. He got hit in the head maybe or something.
And, yeah.
You know, we didn't see him a lot in the second half there.
So Blaine Tate ended up with 8 on the night. Also 7 for Hagen Robb. 4 for Kai Bickford, 3 for Ryder McLean, and 2 for Robert Dover. For Salem Springs, the two guys you expect to lead them did. Dalton Newman ended up with 24 points before he fouled out, and Nate Vachon ended up with 20 tonight. 9 for Nathan Hawbaker, also 9 for Noah Shipp off the bench, and 2 for Jackson Spence. This game had 3 ties, 3 lead changes. Rebounds, Mountain Home ended up with 21, whereas Asylum Springs, I believe, I've got 30 for them tonight.
Yeah, you know, that's a lot of difference out there.
Yeah, no telling how many of those came on the offensive end.
Yep.
Turnovers, Mountain Home with 13, and Asylum Springs with 8 this evening. They did take pretty good care of the ball, too, Asylum Springs did.
They did, yep.
So with the loss, Mountain Home is going to fall to 9-8 on the season. And 0-1 in the 5A West. Salem Springs is going to improve to 9-6 overall and 1-0 in conference play. So again, Mountain Home loses this game 64-51. Salem Springs also took the girls' contest 52-47. And that's going to wrap up the Bombers postgame show and tonight's broadcast. Our next broadcast will come your way Tuesday night. Another road trip, not near as long. But what's significant about this one? Hey, it's Mountain Home in Harrison.
That's right. And if you don't have anything going Tuesday night, come over and support the Bombers over in Harrison. It's going to be a big game for both teams. They're going to have to rebound and not let this loss linger. That's what happens in conference season. It's going to be a grind. We're going to have to come back up and get some wins. We can't go on too long of a losing streak in conference.
So the junior varsity boys game will start about 4:45 over at Goblin Arena, and then we'll be on the air around 6 o'clock for the varsity contest. Brad, looking forward to it.
Yep, we'll see you there, Matt.
You got it. I want to thank you to Brad Coleman for joining me here at the broadcast position. Also want to thank my producer, Audrey Young, back at the studio. And I want to thank you for joining us on the air and online at KTLO.com. For everyone at Classic Hits 101.7, I'm Matt Sharp saying good night from the Panther Activity Center in Solemn Springs.
Mountain Home Bomber Basketball has been brought to you on KTLO by ASC Warranty, Baxter Health, Baxter Real Estate Company, Brad's Home Entertainment, Centennial Bank, Coleman Family Dentistry, Farmers and Merchants Bank, Harold Tucker Auto Parts, Knox Orthopedics, Strider Consulting, United Country Real Estate, and White River Materials. Join us next time the Bombers take the court Tuesday night on Classic Hits 101.7.